Hello, my imaginary friends. It's the 26th of June. I want to have a little chat quickly about Lords and about what I do and, more importantly, what I don't know about Lords. So I'm listening with great interest to Paul O'Mahony's Booze. His audio booze he's recording from his third annual pilgrimage to Lourdes. So it's all very interesting, and I think it's a wonderful way of capturing the event. But it brings to mind for me the fact that I don't know very much about Lourdes at all, for almost nothing. And I'm talking about Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S. I know there's also Lourdes Cricket Ground, and I think there might have been a time I might have got those two confused. I'm a very lapsed Catholic. I'm an unbeliever, as Paul would call it, I think. I used to be quite into my religion when I was a kid, but I think school. Once I really got into school, got interested in my studies, dropped religion at that point, and it's not really ever appealed. But what does appeal is the experience that Paul is having there, and the experience of others that Paul is recording while he's there, because it seems to be an awful lot of contemplation going on, an awful lot of spirituality. If that means anything. My phone's ringing, I better just check who that is. Right, the phone call's been dealt with. Definitely a lot of spirituality, a lot of good is coming out of people visiting, making a pilgrimage to Lourdes. So something special going on. So I'm trying to figure out, what do I know about Lourdes, what's special about Lourdes, all that sort of thing. I suppose all I really know about Lourdes is Our Lady of Lourdes. I've heard that phrase, Our Lady of Lourdes, and I've got it, for some reason, I think that is Mary, the mother of Jesus. So I guess I put two and two together and thought, okay, well, she came from a place called Lourdes, and that must be in the Middle East somewhere around Israel area. Or what is now Israel, but then I hear Paul is in France, so that's obviously not the Middle East, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, would not have come all the way from France down to Israel to have a baby, so that's confused me and jolted my interest. Okay, maybe there are two different Marys. I know there was a Mary Magdalene. That's another Mary as well. Maybe there's three different Marys. So I did what most people do these days. I went onto Wikipedia and had a look on there. And I know Wikipedia is not 100% to be trusted, which is why I thought I'd talk about it on here, just in case I've been fed misinformation. But a lot of the time, Wikipedia seems to be reasonably close to the truth. So Wikipedia says it's a town in the south of France where in 1858 somebody called Bernadette Subaru, no relation I don't think to the car manufacturer Subaru, just the same as Maureen Tirola has nothing to do with the invention of the mobile phone. I've lost my train of thought now. Bernadette Subaru had an apparition of, or a vision of Mary, the mother of Jesus, I think, and something like 18 times or something, in Lourdes, and so that's why it's a place for pilgrimage, because somebody claimed to see Mary, the mother of Jesus, several times there. Seems a bit tenuous, doesn't it, that on the hearsay of one person that this town should then be descended upon by 5 million people every month, I think it is. I guess that's how things work. Is that right? Is that how? Is that why Lourdes is important? Because somebody claimed to have seen somebody in Jesus' life, his mother, there. I suppose other people have claimed to see other things in other places, like Area 51 or that sort of thing. So, and people make pilgrimages to those, don't they, for different types of religion, you know, like, people that believe in aliens or whatever, or alien landings and all these things. So yeah, it's just, I suppose these things happen. Places, something happens at a place, and people go there. And I wonder whether it's so important what happened there, or whether it's just because, like a speck of dust that turns into a pearl in an oyster, people congregate around that spot, and the beauty of what happens around the spot is the beauty that's important, rather than what started off there. So I don't know. So yeah, I'd like to know about if any of that is true, and if there's anything else to it that I don't know about, because I'm interested. And I would hope that Paul O'Mahony, having been there a few times, will be able to provide the answers in due course. But so anyone else who knows about it would also be very welcome to let me know, because I don't know, I'm hoping it would help me to understand and appreciate more the wonderful audio booze that Paul O'Mahony is producing. So there we are, some thoughts while driving to work. Thanks for listening. Toodaloo.